Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program that you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. At Heralds of Hope, we believe that true and lasting hope is found only in God the Creator. He is revealed to us in the Word of God, the Bible. It's our privilege to come to you each week with some teaching based on God's holy word, a message that reveals the truth of God to you and me. One reason we have confidence in the Word of God is this: the change it effects in the lives of those who accept it and live out its commands. Here's the testimony of a lady from the country of Albania. She has three young children, and she writes about the peace God's Word brought to her through the COVID-19 lockdown in her country. Listen. I want to thank you for opening our eyes in this shocking situation. The Word of God is full of light and strength. I was so shocked, I can't believe what is going on. In the beginning of the pandemic, I was very afraid for my family. One of my children is disabled and has a very weak immune system. So I had a hard time sleeping, and I was experiencing panic attacks all the time. Because of your teaching, fear versus faith, I'm a different person. I wake up every morning and worship Jesus with my children. Thank you. Praise God for your diligence in serving Him. You see, my friend, when this mother took her eyes off her circumstances and began to look at Jesus, her outlook on the situation changed. Her circumstances didn't change. They were still difficult. But she realized she had a source of power she could tap into, the power of Jesus and the power of His Word. And my friend, you can have the same experience. The Word of God can change your perspective about life. It can bring you true and lasting hope, but only if you accept Him by faith. So I hope you will stay tuned now for Dr. Yoder's teaching, Who is Jesus?
Men still puzzle over who Jesus is. They puzzled over Him when He lived here, and they still puzzle over Him. Many are not sure how to answer the question, Who is He? Some say, He is a very good man. He was compassionate and kind and tender-hearted. He loved people. Yes, that is true. He did. Others say, He is a prophet, because He taught as one having authority. And He predicted events that came to pass. In that sense, He is also a prophet. But does that really answer the question, Who is He? No, not exactly. It is a crucial question, a very important question, one that everybody will answer someday. Who is He? Now, do you have your Bible ready? I am reading John 1:29-34. The next day, John sees Jesus coming to him and says, Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is He of whom I said, After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I did not know him. But therefore I have come baptizing with water, so that he might be made manifest to Israel. And John bore record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained upon him. And I did not know him, But he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, he is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bore record that this is the Son of God. I want to answer the question, Who is he, from this portion of God's Word. In the passage that I just read, John the Baptist gave us two answers to our question so that we might know who he is. They are very simple answers, and yet they carry a great deal of heavy thoughts. Who is he? John the Baptist said, He is the Lamb of God. You see that in verse 29. The next day John saw Jesus coming to him and says, Behold the Lamb of God. One answer to our question then is, He is the Lamb of God. It may seem strange that a man would be said to be a lamb, especially in the way John the Baptist used it. He said, He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. To get the meaning of the Lamb, we need to go back to the early days of Israel's history. When the children of Israel were ready to leave the land of Egypt under the guidance of Moses, God instituted what is called the Passover. You will find this recorded in Exodus 12. The Passover was a ritual that Israel was to do in order to protect themselves from the death angel that was to go through the land. They were to select a spotless lamb. They were to keep it for a number of days to make sure that it was absolutely perfect. And then they were to kill it and catch the blood in a basin and sprinkle the blood on the lintel and the two side posts of the door of their houses. In this way, God said, he would pass over them, and the death angel would not kill the firstborn sons or the firstborn of the animals in the homes where the blood had been applied to the door. Now, perhaps we can understand better what John meant when he said, Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. You see, the purpose of the Lamb was to protect the inhabitants who lived in the house where the blood had been applied. We could say that the Lamb is the substitute for the firstborn. The Lamb died in place of the firstborn. In that way, the Lamb died for those who would have died if the Lamb had not died. So, he is the Lamb of God. Let's go a little farther and see what else John calls him. He calls him the Son of God. If you will notice verse 34, and I quote, And I saw and bore witness that this is the Son of God. That may also seem strange. Some people do not seem to be able to understand how God could have a son. But here in this passage of Scripture, Jesus is called the Son of God. Notice that John the Baptist said, He was before me. The actual historical record is that Jesus was 6 months younger than John the Baptist. But John said, He was before me. He is clearly implying the eternality of Jesus, that is, that he was eternal with God the Father. He further said that he was to be made manifest to Israel, that is, he was especially chosen, a particularly chosen person by which God would bring his program to pass. That is very important to keep in mind. God has a plan, and he is carrying out that plan. In that plan was the manifestation of the Son of God to the people of Israel. And John the Baptist was an Israelite, you remember. He was baptizing in the River Jordan, and those who came to him to be baptized were Jewish people. God was making manifest his will to the people of Israel. The Son of God was coming to them. This is a particular part of the divine revelation God brought to us. I notice also that he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist said that when he saw the Spirit descending and remaining on a certain person, he would then know that this is the Son of God. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that that is exactly what happened. The Holy Spirit came down and rested on Jesus at the time of his baptism. The answer to our question, then, from the lips of John the Baptist, who saw him, is, he is the Son of God. That may be a mystery for us, but it is a reality. God became man. It is not the other way around. No, it is not that man became God, but that God became man. There are then two answers to our question, who is he? The first is, he is the Lamb of God, John the Baptist said, to solve the sin problem. He is the Son of God to solve the communications problem. He came to make manifest to us God. He became man. Do you understand who he is?
Thank you, Dr. Yoder. What a wonderful truth that Jesus, the Son of God, took on human flesh and became the Son of Man. The writer of the book of Hebrews tells us that because Jesus lived on earth in a human body, he fully understands what you and I experience. He can sympathize with us in our weaknesses, and he represents us before the throne of his heavenly Father. My friend, were you blessed by this teaching by Dr. Yoder? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching. Just request it by its title, Who is He? The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.com. .org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Who is He? I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Who is He? It's available to you either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.